Morning, brothers and sisters. Good to be back with you again and to continue our studies in Matthew's Gospel. We're turning to Matthew chapter 5, please. Matthew chapter 5, reading the first five verses. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his inspired word to us. This sermon of Jesus Christ is about the kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom, and the people that are in God's kingdom, the church. Who's in the kingdom and how? And these beatitudes are the characteristics of a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. This is how you identify what a Christian is. This is what a Christian's like. The sermon is a picture of people that are in the real church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. Now, we've looked at the first two Beatitudes in the previous 2 weeks, and we've looked at the word blessed or blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed means to be in a relationship with God and to be content and have an inner joy, to be blessed of the Lord. It's not that we are blessed because we are poor in spirit. No. But the blessed are poor in spirit. And they also mourn over their sin. These are the definitions of what the blessed person is like. This is what they are. A blessed child of the kingdom. Now, let us remember that these beatitudes all connect the one to the other. They flow from one to the next. First, the citizen of the kingdom of heaven is someone who is poor in spirit. They see their utter poverty of heart, inside, their wretchedness, their sinfulness, spiritual poverty. And because of that, then they mourn. They are a somber and serious person when it comes to the area of sin. They grieve and they groan over their sin. And indwelt by the Holy Spirit, they do mourn and they repent of their sin every day. A good example of that is the end of Romans, or in Romans chapter 7, of course. And it's those who mourn over their spiritual state and their sin before God, it's those that are comforted. And then follows, blessed are the meek. Because the true Christian who sees himself or herself in poverty of spirit and mourns over it, they're therefore going to be a meek person, aren't they? So the characteristic of the true Christian that we're looking at this morning is meekness. The child of God knows himself or herself and therefore is meek. Now I want to give you 2 points as usual. Number one, who is the blessed? The meek. Why? Second point, why? Because they shall inherit the earth. Number one, who's the blessed? And the answer is the meek, says the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be meek? The Greek word means this: of mild disposition, of gentleness of spirit, the Greek dictionary says. Now this is the complete opposite. To be meek is the opposite of self-assertion. I must always get my own way. It's the opposite of self-assertion, and it's the opposite of self-interest. Me first. Meekness means to be humble and not proud of oneself. Thomas Watson, the Puritan, says concerning this verse in his great little book on the Beatitudes, says that meekness, the twofold meekness, he says meekness here means a twofold thing, twofold meekness. Meekness towards God and meekness towards man. To God, flexible in obedience to God's word and submissiveness to his will. And then I give you one quote. It's the only one I'm reading this morning from Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones in his great book on the Sermon on the Mount. Listen to what he says in page 68 and 69. Meekness, what is it? It is my attitude towards myself. A man can never be meek unless he is poor in spirit. A man can never be meek unless he sees himself as a sinner. These things must come first. But when I have that true view of myself, in terms of poverty of spirit and mourning because I am sinful, I am led to see that there must be an absence of pride. The meek man is not proud of himself. He does not in any sense glory in himself. End of quote. That's it exactly, isn't it? Meekness. The Christian is a meek person. Meekness is the total opposite of the world's view today in the Western world of how we should behave and act. The world, especially in our day and in our education system and in the area of our children and in the area of grown-ups, by the media and television and newspapers and magazines, they all teach one lesson, don't they? Express yourself. Be confident in yourself. You can go to self-confidence classes. Strength, power, ability, self-assertion, aggression. That's what's taught in the Western world as to how to be successful in life. It's taught to self-boast. That's the opposite of being meek. The complete opposite. The world does not teach humility. You see, if you're all mouth about yourself, if you're a really proud person, you're not meek. Because the two are a contradiction. And therefore, and I'm not saying someone who's, we all slip and can come across as proud at some point in our lives. But what we're talking about here is a consistent characteristic in our lives that perpetrates and is always there. If we always are talking about ourselves, the person, let me put it this way, the person that's always talking about themselves, that's really proud of themselves, is not meek. And therefore, according to Jesus Christ, they're not a child of the kingdom. Because these are the characteristics of a Christian. Poor in spirit. Mourning over sin. You can't be a Christian and not be poor in spirit. You can't be a Christian and not mourn over sin. And you can't be a Christian and be proud. A Christian is meek. Therefore, anyone who is proud consistently of themselves is not a child of the kingdom of heaven. Blessed, fully happy, content in their relationship with God are the meek. Martin Lloyd-Jones, the more you assert yourself and express yourself and manifest your powers and ability, the more likely you are to succeed and get on. That's what the world says. The church is altogether different from that. End of quote, says Dr. Lloyd-Jones. This meekness comes across as laughable in today's society. Make no mistake about it. It's laughable in today's world. But there is a wee bit of hope, I think, because from my day when I was growing up and going to job interviews, we were already starting to promote ourselves and talk how great we are. But I think that some employers now are sick of listening to young braggarts who in interviews think they know all things and can do everything and they're the best person for the job, because they've found out that the reality is quite different to what a proud person says. Isn't it? Meekness. I remember. I remember before I went to Wade Abbey, I finished Bible college and must have been 2002 or 2003, and preached around different churches and had a few interviews for prospective pastors' positions in churches, both here and in England. And I remember in one interview being interviewed by the leadership, and these questions were asked. The first one was, what makes you think that you're the best man for this job and that you're better than the other pastors that we are considering? My answer to that question was, I can't think of any reason at all. I can't think of one reason. And then the next question was this: are you confident that you can do the work of the pastor? I said, definitely not, no. But I can say this, I can do my best in dependence on the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to be the best pastor that I can be. Needless to say, I didn't get any of those jobs because they were looking for someone that was confident that they could be a pastor. Imagine that. Was Jeremiah confident when God called him? He tried to get. Was Moses confident? No. How could any man be confident that he was able to do the work of a pastor? Any person that's confident that shouldn't be doing it. That's why you've got the wrong men in many pulpits. If a man thinks he's confident that every week he can study the Word of God and come up with two or three sound biblical messages and be accountable if he preaches anything that's error, and that he would look after the flock and solve difficulties and counsel people and stand with loved ones when they're burying their mother and their father and offer words of comfort, and be confident that he and his was able to do that. It's ridiculous. Totally preposterous. How could anyone be confident that they could do that? I remember one night, the second year in Wade Abbey. It was the 24th of December. I got a phone call. Christmas Eve. And there was a wee girl whose her mother attended our church. And her daughter, at 14, had taken an aneurysm in her brain and was in the Royal Victoria Hospital on Christmas Eve. And the whole family were gathered. And I went down and sat with them for maybe 3 or 4 hours at least that night. And the young girl was going to die, this little 14-year-old schoolgirl. How could any man say, oh yes, I'm quite confident that I can go into that situation and be able to do the work of a pastor? What a load of rubbish. And the mother leads you in to where the wee daughter is just before the operation, that if it goes wrong or they don't do it, she'll be dead by the morning. What are you going to say? Confidence? And the mother puts your hand on her daughter and says, pray for her. And I did pray for her. And the operation was successful, and she's still alive. But any man that thinks he's confident that he can do the work of the pastor, what, he should never be in the pastorate. And see, church boards interviewing men asking such stupid questions as that. You're not living in the real world at all. Blessed are the meek. They're the real Christians. But churches do interviews and they get proud people. And that's why the whole mess happened over COVID. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Not self-confident. Why are the meek meek? Well, that's easy. Because they know what they are. And therefore they mourn. And they're humble. The meek, the Christian, really knows themselves. The child of God is not under any false pretenses. God has lifted the lid on our hearts, hasn't he? And we know what we are. He's given us a view of our sinfulness and our rottenness. And that humbles us. The Christian is a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, that knows that I have nothing to be proud of. Nothing. It's like a young man may boast about his car. Look at my car. It's a 2-litre turbo. Under that bonnet's a 2000cc turbocharged engine that's got a K&N air filter on it, and it's got a race skim and so on, and it's 200 brake horsepower. He may think that, but imagine if he lifted the bonnet to show you this engine, and inside was a wee 2-brake horsepower lawnmower engine. It would soon humble and shut up the boasting. Well, that's exactly what it's like of a Christian's boasting. Well, I'm this name, that name, the other. Oh, lift the bonnet and look inside. And the truth of the matter is, we just are what we are by the grace of God, and there's nothing to be proud of at all. Greatly humbling. It's the same in life. The worldling boasts of his ability, his looks, his toughness, his how he's greater than this person and that person. And how wonderful that we all are. You see, people so full of themselves nowadays, and then that person dies, and in a few years, he's fertilizing the grass. What should he be proud of? But the Christian has seen his own heart, his spiritual poverty and his sin. He mourns over it, and he's meek and humble because he knows the truth. Thirdly, what subpoint under the first point? What meekness is not? Meekness is not weakness. It's not. In the Bible, some of the meekest Christians took the strongest stands for the faith. And many died for it. Because they wouldn't budge an inch. Meek does not mean I am a face cloth or a cushion It just flops around to any shape that people want. One of the kings of England in history, I can't remember his name, they called him, his nickname was the cushion, because apparently he bore the impression of the last person that sat on him. Well, that's not a meek person. A meek person's not weak like that. Moses was the meekest man on earth. Yet he had a man stoned to death for picking up sticks on the Sabbath day. He wasn't weak. The Apostle Paul was a meek man, wasn't he? He says, I am the least of the apostles. Yet he stood before kings and judges for the faith. He wouldn't deny the faith. He was not weak, and he was beheaded for his strength. Meek does not mean weak. And I tell you more than that. It takes strength to be meek. Such strength as to be strong enough to go against the majority opinion. We won't remain meek if we're weak. But we'll compromise with the world if we're weak. Many start in the pastorate meek, and then pride comes in later. Why? Because there's an absence of this meek, this strength. You need to remain, to be strong, to remain humble. Like a young person goes to university quite often, they go there and they're humble in learning, and then they get their degree and they become proud because they didn't have the strength to remain humble. Blessed are the meek. That's the first point. Who's the blessed? The meek. The child of God is meek. What is to be meek? It means to be humble. It means to not be self-assertive and proud. Why? Why is the child of the kingdom meek? Because they know themselves. And what meekness is not? It is not weakness. Secondly, why are the meek blessed? For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they, Jesus says, shall inherit the earth. And the verb is a future tense, active indicative. In the future, they shall actively, in reality, an indicative means a statement of fact. Just Jesus says, I'm telling you basic facts. The meek shall obtain. Inherit, that's what the word inherit means. So obtain the earth. And the Greek word is earth, land, ground, or the earth as a whole. Now note, the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom. Now, present tense, they're in the kingdom of God, the poor in spirit. But the mourning shall be in the future comforted. And the meek shall inherit the earth, future tense. The child of the kingdom is now a part of the kingdom, but in the future they shall inherit the earth. Not now, as the prosperity gospel people say. You just name it and claim it and all that. That's nonsense. But they shall in the future, after the day of flaming fire and the day of the vengeance of our God, when Christ returns, the meek shall get their true inheritance. Dixon, the commentator, says, last of all, he shall inherit that new heaven and new earth wherein dwells righteousness. And he gives two references. 1 Corinthians 3:21-23 and 2 Peter 3:13. When the whole creation is redeemed, as Romans says, then the meek shall inherit it. I draw to a conclusion with some application. 2 points. Number one, who's blessed? The meek. Meek means humble. Why are we meek and humble? Because we know what we are. But meek does not mean weak. And secondly, why are they blessed? Because they shall inherit the earth, the kingdom of Christ. Let's give some biblical examples and challenges. Moses was given an important position, wasn't he? Did he want it? Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Who am I? What's that? Meekness. Who am I to do this? Jeremiah, when God commissioned him, said, "But I'm just a child. I'm just a child." That's meekness. Peter the Apostle said, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." That's not pride, sure it's not. It's meekness and poverty of spirit. And he also mourned over sin, because after the cock crew, when Peter denied the Lord three times, he went out and he wept bitterly. Apostle Paul, he wasn't proud, sure he wasn't. "Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I am the least of the apostles." Poverty of spirit, mourning, and meekness. See, brethren, the Beatitudes are the characteristics of a real Christian. That's why Jesus starts with them in this sermon. God makes us meek as we go on in the Christian life more and more. It shouldn't be the opposite. We should become more humble as we go on, because we see more of how much we depend on the Lord. He will make us meek one way or another. I remember at Bible college, God called me to serve him, and after Bible college, looking for a church, and in my mind, I could see what was going to happen.